Sean, as you're aware, Victoria has produced a stunning array of successful female trainers in recent years, with the likes of Keren Manning and Lisa Miles and Emma Stewart and Jodie Quinlan, just to name a few. But no female trainer in the state of Victoria can produce a horse in better shape than Ruth Shin, who turned steam washed out in wonderful form on Saturday night to win the Group 1 Queen of the Pacific, a stand start race at Melton. Ruth and her husband Noel run a very efficient operation at Wallen near Kilmore, and son Christopher does most of the stable driving. It's a great pleasure to welcome Ruth Shin to the program today. Thanks for joining us, Ruth.
Oh, it's a pleasure, John.
Congratulations on a wonderful Group 1 success in the Queen of the Pacific.
It was. It was a terrific thrill. We were just so happy to finally get a Group 1 with her, and it was just terrific.
You know, it's not often you get a second shot at a Group 1. Last year, this mare looked home and hosed in the Queen of the Pacific, but was run down late by Gumdrops, who contested this year's race too. But this year, Beresari was the one to be closing late, and you must have thought to yourself, not again.
Oh, I did. Turning for home, I thought, oh, please don't let it happen again. You're sitting there thinking, oh, just come up the finish line, you know, and we're right on the finishing line, and when she hit the line, we all jumped up and screamed, and poor old Jesse's little boy started crying his eyes out because it frightened him so much.
You frightened the children.
We did.
You know, this mare's form has been really solid in recent weeks, Ruth. She won the Jodie's Babe. Yes. She ran second in the DAF Memorial.
Yes.
She ran a couple of fourths in very strong races. So you must have given her a pretty strong chance coming into the race.
Oh, we did. We always thought she had a terrific chance. But then they put the odds up, you know, and the odds are so long, you think, oh, dear, am I missing something here? You know. And then, but we always, like, knew that it was better for her the stand, because in the mobiles, like, if you don't get to the front or get up near the front, you're just gone. Whereas in a stand, you can make your own luck, can't you?
That's exactly right.
Mm.
You know, you had to sweat it out on Saturday night because Beresari's driver, Nathan Jack, fired in a protest for alleged interference shortly after the start. The stewards didn't take long to throw it out. Did you attend the inquiry?
Yes, I did. I did. I was down there and Robbie Alba was there and Chris had to go and he said, look, Ruth, you should go in. Go in.
Right.
So off I toddled.
And, Ruth, it was pretty evident right from the outset that it wasn't going to be upheld.
Oh, not really. I was sort of a bit worried for a while the way they were sort of produced, you know, sort of saying, oh, when do you think you'll cross? And it sort of went on and on, and I sort of, you sort of felt like, you know, nothing would happen, but you're never sure. Like, it was very minimal. Like, it happens to us all the time in races, and stewards don't even see it.
Yeah.
You just have to grab hold a tiny bit.
I've watched that race six times over,
and
it as you said, it was minimal. It was really marginal. That other mare lost no momentum to speak of, and it didn't cost her position. That's the important thing. She would have been in exactly the same spot had that slight tightening not occurred.
I know, but it's just the added pressure and you sort of felt like, oh, do we have to go through this?
You can do without it, can't you?
We can, but it turned out good in the end.
Now, this mare is a six-year-old. She's a veteran of 66 race starts. She's won 19 of them.
Yes.
23 placings, 262,000.
Yes.
She's raced by Bob and Zita Maloney, who've been stable clients for a long time.
Yes, they did. They came to Noel with a horse called Don't Trade Me.
Mm-hmm.
And he got her going good, and then she cracked the pedal bone, and then she left Art Trader. He came back. We've had a few other ones for them, but if they're not up to scratch, they sort of take them back and race them in Mount Gambier, South Australia area.
Yeah, take them where they can win.
Yeah, we'll try, yeah. And he was a good Art Trader, and then she was in file again, and they found her dead. I think a snake might have bitten her. And then they asked Noel, could he please find him a nice filly in New Zealand? And it took 3 or 4 months. Like, we just wanted a nice one, and they said how much they had.
Yeah.
And then Bruce Negus ran us up one day. He said, look, I think I've got your filly. I've got an option on it.
Mm.
And it was her first start. And she was very flighty when she was young, like most fillies.
Mm.
And she
this
came
was
out,
a trial, Ruth, wasn't it?
Just her first trial.
She
didn't even qualify because she didn't score up.
She was a late 2-year-old.
Well, this was probably about March.
Yeah.
Because she didn't race until the end of her 2-year-old year. And but when he pulled her out, the owner wasn't driving. He was driving another one. And when he pulled her out, he said she just flew. And he said, you should buy this filly. And sort of like he took an option on it. Someone else tried to get an option after him. And that's how we got her. But when she came over, she was quite green. It wasn't just go, go, go. You had to do a lot of work with her. And she always had a bit of ability there.
She's by Washington VC, who has been a terrific success. His progeny race so well in Australia. I don't know why that is, but they just seem to race probably better here than they do in New Zealand.
Well, they do, but I think they're all, like he won't breed off farm, the fella that's got us. Like I'd love to breed a foal by him because they seem to be very high speed horses when you look at them all. On the Mighty Quinn and them, they've all got terrific speed, haven't they?
Oh, they have.
Yeah.
Now your mare is out of a mare by a real Australian legend, our Sir Vancelot, who won 3 Interdominions.
Yes.
And you know what, Ruth? I think he's been pretty underrated as a sire. He's done a nice little job at the stud.
Yes, well, it looks like it. Bruce told us about the mother. He said she was really fast. When they had her, she sort of went crazy. They retired her. But even the people that have got her now, they said she just runs the whole time, the mare. Must be a fit sort of horse. This mare, she's just a very fit horse. She loves to run. Every time you put her out, like you hold your breath because she runs down the paddock, bucking and kicking.
Yeah.
Skids to a stop and you think, oh, it's over.
Ruth, you got her to the races in August of 2011 and she got away to a flying start. She won her first 5 straight.
Yes.
And in the 5th win, she beat a stablemate, Alina.
Yes, on her. We've still got Alina here.
Yeah, you quinella'd it.
Yes. Well, she's gone on to win over 100,000, Alina, but she hasn't got her high speed. She's the opposite. She's more a good staying mare.
You ran second then to a good one in Louvre in a race called the Gold Chalice.
Yes.
And that prompted you to step her to Adelaide for the South Australian Oaks, and she won that. That was her first Group 1.
Yes, yes. Well, the owners won. That's more their hometown. And they really wanted to win that, but that was good. You know, just to get an eight on a mare is a good thing, isn't it?
In last year's Queen of the Pacific, you struck a really good field. Baby Bling was in there, Broadway's Best was in there, Van Sumik was in there, but your girl ran a cracker of a race.
Oh, she did. She only got picked on the post. We sort of thought we had it then, so that's why this year I was holding my breath, because I thought last year we had it, and then all of a sudden this horse came out of the pack and boom, got us. You know, that's what happens when you run that sort of race, isn't it?
My guest today on the Pace is Ruth Shin, trainer of Steamwashed, who won the Queen of the Pacific Group 1 at Melton on Saturday night. Ruth, your maiden name was Ruth Evans.
Yes.
You grew up around harness horses. Your dad, Neil, was a builder by trade.
Yes.
But he always had a harness horse or two around him.
He did, even when he was younger, before he got into the trotters, he used to ride his pony and that. And I think he said to us in the Second World War, he rode his horse down to Geelong trying to join the Light Horse Brigade. But they just disbanded and they became mechanical.
Yeah.
But then he got a trotter and he used to drive the trotter across to work where he used to build. Had it built a jog cart. And then he sort of got into it and got into the trotters and I don't remember, but we were at Pasco Vale. And then he bought a farm at Laylaw, which is all houses now. So he got his horses there, and we used to train there, and he'd build a track, and then as he built, we'd have to shift further down the paddock. And he'd build another house and another track, and in the end, we ended up at Wallen because he got a huge land tax bill. So that was about 40 years ago. I think it was about £10,000. But then he said, we'd better get out of here, so we came up to Wallen, and he built the place up here.
You and your two sisters, Diane and Chris, were very well known at the night trots in those early days, and I'm told you usually wore your pyjamas when you went to the trots with Mum and Dad. They were hoping you'd fall asleep in the car.
At the country trots, not at the showgrounds. They used to pick us up after school.
Yeah.
And take us up, because they used to race Saturday night, then every night at the showground.
Yeah.
And we go Friday night, and they might go to Ararat or Terang or somewhere, and they'd pick us up, and then, or Shepparton. And then later in the night, Mum would put us in our pyjamas, so we were ready to hop into the car. Lots of people used to tell me they could remember me in my pyjamas running around.
Yeah. Not surprisingly, you met your future husband, Noel, at the trots. When he was over from Adelaide, he was about 17.
Yes.
He had an uncle in Victoria, Frank Shin.
That's right. Yep, I remember seeing him. I was walking down the outside of the showground stalls, and he was on the other. I didn't even know he existed. And someone with me said, "Oh, look at I like him." I looked across, and he was just there. But he was very shy, Noel.
Was he?
He was hard to get a word out of.
Come out of his shell, hasn't he?
He has a bit, yeah. Yeah. Not as outgoing as some people.
You know, when you and Noel finally married, you decided to make a life in harness racing, and you've never wavered in that pursuit. And like most people in the racing business, you're aware the highs are very high and the lows are devastating.
Oh, they are.
But the horse...
You've got to love it, don't you?
Oh, you do. You've got to have a passion for it. And the horse to give you and Noel so many thrills was Col Bruce.
Yes.
What a great old horse he was. He won 30 races,
yes,
well over $400,000.
Yes.
He won the 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old Vic Bred Sire Stakes.
And the 2-year-old twice.
Yeah. He won a Kilmore Cup.
Yes.
And he ran in an Inter-Dominion Grand Final and wasn't disgraced behind Shaker Maker.
He ran in the Hunter Cup too. No, he was terrific, but... We were just lucky to have him. The man that owned him, Bruce Matthews, was terrific to us. He used to be really good. And unfortunately, after Col Bruce was born, he suffered a brain hemorrhage and died. And then this horse was up there, and they didn't know what to do with him up at his farm at Bort.
Yeah.
And the son had taken the farm over, and they weren't that interested, and they sent him down to see what you can do. And Noel had that many out of the breed, the same breed, like related to the mare, all by Muckley Strike, because he had shares in him. And Noel said, "Oh, don't give me any more of those, Bruce. You know, they weren't very nice horses." And Col Bruce turned up. He was only one. But he was a big, strong-bodied horse.
Yeah.
And Noel said, "I'll see if I can get him in the sales for them." And he rang up and they said, "No, you're a day too late." So he said, "Oh, well, I'll break him in." And then we ended up with him.
Thank goodness.
He could have been gone, couldn't he?
Oh, that's right.
That's his fate. It must have been meant to be.
You did a little bit of race driving when the ladies' races were first introduced in the 1970s. You won a couple, but you had to step aside when the family started to arrive.
Well, they did. I had an old trotter called Layla Raider, and I got a trainer's licence. I used to work in before work and before school. And then we sort of got into the ladies' races. Diane used to drive to my other sister. And Dad would have a mare called Killin' Time. She used to drive her, and I'd drive Layla Raider. And then they had some other invitation races, and other people let us drive them. I think I won one at Gower Park, and one at Maribara, and I represented Victoria and Adelaide 3 times.
Yep.
I even drove at Gawler. Not at Gawler, at...
Globe Derby?
No, the other... I drove at Globe Derby. What's the main track they had?
Probably Gawler.
No, before Gawler. You know the main track where they used to race in Adelaide.
Wavell.
Wavell.
Oh, the little circle.
Yeah, showing my age.
You are. Well, Ruth, you and Noel are the proud parents of 3 girls, Kelly, Jenny and Jessie, and 1 boy, Christopher.
Yes, he's made it.
Well, he's now a full-time stable driver. He drove the mare in the big race on Saturday night and he's going really well.
Oh, he is. Chris, he's very quiet. He's like Noel. You don't get much out of him, but he's a really hard worker and really nice boy.
Noel's race driving licence is actually still current, but he rarely hops on board these days.
No, he's quite happy to let Chris have a go because he doesn't get any outside drives or anything, but he works hard, and Noel drives him at the trials, or if we've got two in, he'll step up and have a drive, or if he should drive one, he can soon jump in. They're out there fast working at the moment. I can see them out of my kitchen window.
Ruth, you must be a great provider of hospitality and hot scones. Because interstate and New Zealand visitors love to stay at your place when they come to Victoria. Paul Fitzpatrick has been a regular over the years.
Yes.
And Colin DeFilippi was telling me recently that he stays with you when he brings his great trotter to Australia, Stent.
Oh, yeah. They're terrific friends. Bruce Neger stayed here with Courage Under Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie Moon stopped down here. Ian Wilson, Little Jimmy, he comes down. They're all great people. We love having them. You get, breaks the monotony, doesn't it? They're all quite funny to talk to.
Oh, they are, absolutely.
They're all really good. Like, it's reciprocal. If we ever went up there, they'd look after us.
Now, Ruth, some of our listeners will be curious to learn of Noel's relationship to Blake Shinn, champion young jockey who's in super form at the moment.
Yes.
And the connection is through Noel's brother, Frank. Noel's uncle, I beg your pardon, yeah.
Reg was Noel's father. There was Bill Reg and Frank.
Right.
Noel went to work for Frank, and he had two boys, Gerald and Stephen.
Yep.
And Gerald is the father of Blake.
Yep.
Two boys, Blake and Ryan, and that's Blake, Noel's cousin's son. Noel talks to Blake at the trots. He often turns up at the trots.
Oh, he loves the trots.
Yes. Yeah, he drove in the pony trots. They borrowed our little pony, Sulky.
Yes, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Gerald Shinn, you mentioned his name.
Yes.
Gerald was an apprentice in Sydney to the late Vic Thompson Sr.
Yeah.
At Rose Hill. He was massively effective as an apprentice. I think he won an apprentice's premiership in Sydney.
Yes.
And he was going so well at one stage, Ruth, that his nickname, given to him by the media here, was the Golden Boy.
Oh, Noel really liked Gerald. He did really like him. He lived with him for a long time. They used to all go around together. Noel was a bit older, but he used to go around at the showgrounds. There'd be the three boys all in their nice suits.
Mm.
They were always dressed up to the tee. But he was good. But Gerald, he was driving when he was young, and he was so tiny because he was a jockey. And he drove when Stanley Dance had come out to buy Atmat and them. Not Atmat. What was their name? It wasn't Atmat. That was Bert Ellis. They trialled him at Kilmore anyway. Stanley Dance drove the horse with hobbles on.
Mm.
It was the old track. And he wasn't all that happy. And Frank said, you didn't get him going at all.
Mm.
He pulled the hobbles off. He said, see, I'll put the boy on.
Mm.
So he put Gerald on. And Gerald, because Noel said he probably went better free-legged than he did with hobbles. And Gerald just flew for him.
Yeah.
And he said, forget the horse. He said, I'll take the boy.
Did he? Ruth, thank you very much for your time on the program this morning. Congratulations again on the terrific job you've done with this mare, steam washed.
Thank you.
And I hope another Group 1 is just over the hill.
Oh, well, turn around now, I think, maybe next season.
Good on you, Ruth. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks very much, John.
Ruth Bye-bye. Shinn, trainer of steam washed, winner of the big one at Melton on Saturday night.